Sienna drew a breath, clearly prepared to tell this man everything about the spiraling poem she and Langdon had just discovered on the mask, but Langdon instinctively placed a quieting hand on hers. The man certainly appeared to be an ally, but after today's events, Langdon's gut told him to trust no one. Moreover, the man's tie rang a bell, and he sensed he might very well be the same man he had seen praying in the small Dante church earlier. Was he following us? How did you find us in here? Langdon demanded. The man still looked puzzled that Langdon was not recalling things. Robert, you called me last night to say you had set up a meeting with a museum director named Ignazio Busoni. Then you disappeared. You never called in. When I heard Ignazio Busoni had been found dead, I got worried. I've been over here looking for you all morning. I saw the police activity outside the Palazzo Vecchio, and while waiting to find out what happened, by chance I saw you crawling out of a tiny door with... He glanced over at Sienna, apparently drawing a blank. Sienna, she prompted. Brooks. I'm sorry, with Dr. Brooks. I followed you hoping to learn what the hell you were doing. I saw you in the Cerchi Church praying, didn't I? Yes. I was trying to figure out what you were doing, but it made no sense. You seemed to leave the church like a man on a mission, and so I followed you. When I saw you sneak into the baptistry, I decided it was time to confront you. I paid off the docent for a couple minutes alone in here. Gutsy move, Langdon noted, if you thought I had turned on you. The man shook his head. Something told me you would never do that. Professor Robert Langdon? I knew there had to be some other explanation, but amnesia? Incredible. I never would have guessed. The man with the rash began scratching nervously again. Listen, I was given only 5 minutes. We need to get out of here now. If I found you, then the people trying to kill you might find you too. There is a lot going on that you don't understand. We need to get to Venice immediately. The trick will be getting out of Florence unseen. The people who have Dr. Sinski, the ones chasing you, they have eyes everywhere. He motioned toward the door. Langdon held his ground, finally feeling like he was about to get some answers. Who are the soldiers in black suits? Why are they trying to kill me? Long story, the man said. I'll explain on the way. Langdon frowned, not entirely liking this answer. He motioned to Sienna and ushered her off to one side, talking to her in hushed tones. Do you trust him? What do you think? Sienna looked at Langdon like he was crazy for asking. What do I think? I think he's with the World Health Organization. I think he's our best bet for getting answers. And the rash? Sienna shrugged. It's exactly what he says. Severe contact dermatitis. And if it's not what he says? Langdon whispered. If it's something else? Something else? She gave him an incredulous look. Robert, it's not the plague, if that's what you're asking. He's a doctor, for heaven's sake. If he had a deadly disease and knew he was contagious, he wouldn't be reckless enough to be out infecting the world. What if he didn't realize he had the plague? Sienna pursed her lips, thinking a moment. Then I'm afraid you and I are already screwed, along with everyone in the general area. You know, your bedside manner could use some work. Just being honest. Sienna handed Langdon the Ziploc bag containing the death mask. You can carry our little friend. As the two returned to Dr. Ferris, they could see that he was just ending a quiet phone call. I just called my driver, the man said. He'll meet us out in front by the... Dr. Ferris stopped short, staring down at Langdon's hand and seeing for the first time the dead face of Dante Alighieri. Christ! Ferris said, recoiling. What the hell is that? Long story, Langdon replied. I'll explain on the way.